Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas. Matt Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa.
Hey, college football fans, Dave Bartu here, and this is The Matrix Effect. So, I got thoughts on a couple of things that popped up basically today. So I thought I'd share them in no particular order. The first being some bro out of God knows where on Twitter started hammering me about Tom Allen, the Indiana Hoosiers, how Allen's not getting any respect, and recruiting's nothing, and look what he's done with the kids, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, I pulled up the spreadsheet and took a look at Tom Allen. Now, granted, this year, he is 3-1, done an awesome job, don't get me wrong, but let's look at his entire career profile at Indiana, which I did. And it actually mirrors one other head coach out there in college football pretty close. So, including this year, okay, including the 3-1 record, Tom Allen at Indiana, in games against teams that have out-recruited him, and this is based on my composite numbers. Composite came from me. That's one of the many things 24/7 has bogarted from me over the years. But the composite rankings, after attrition, Indiana under Tom Allen is 8-23 against teams that have out-recruited him. That includes 3 wins this year. Now, against teams that Indiana has out-recruited, he is a superb 20-3. So the idea that, in my opinion, that Indiana and Tom Allen and recruiting doesn't matter, statement doesn't hold a whole lot of water to me. But when I looked at those numbers, it reminded me of one guy instantly. Like, instantly. There was one guy that just crushes teams that he out-recruits, rarely lost to them. Wasn't great against teams that out-recruited him because, well, he was in a really tough division. And now he is the head coach at Florida. Tom Allen is Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen never put up great numbers, offense or defense, at Mississippi State. Indiana right now, not putting up great numbers, but good. Overperformed the talent. They have. Not the entire time. It takes time to build this stuff up, folks. You don't just get to the top and stay there when you are the number 5-6 recruiter in the division. You build for great years and you hang on in the rest of them. Both of them have done the good job there. Recruiting. 2 of the last 3 years under Tom Allen, Indiana has 2 of its best classes this century. So, that leads us into the next subject. South Carolina job. I was watching social media, and why in God's green earth does Shane Beamer's name keep coming up as what people want at South Carolina is beyond me. I would seriously lose my effing shit if that was the hire. I mean, think about that. Close your eyes. And imagine South Carolina announcing a guy that has no head coach experience, no offensive play calling experience, no defensive play calling experience, no experience hiring or firing anybody, nothing, no track record except his last name, because people are saying, well, he was part of he's part of Steve Spurrier, and that was a great time at South Carolina. Ellis Johnson is also tied to Steve Spurrier, so shut up. Wow. And considering the group of 5 has probably the deepest collection of solid head coaching talent right now. I mean, across the board, there's talent everywhere. You know, whether it's at Liberty or Coastal Carolina or at Louisiana or at Cincinnati, UCF. I mean, you name it. You know, BYU. I mean, there's guys all over the place that have head coaching experience you could bring in. There are guys all over the place that have been great offensive coordinators. Heck, look at Phil Longo right in the backyard, North Carolina, top 20 offense again. And if you don't know who Phil Longo is, go look at his head coaching record at Sam Houston State. Boom, A-plus at the FCS level. So that also ties in Tom Allen. I would think Tom Allen is a solid guy to bring into South Carolina. Not sexy, but definitely consistent. He has shown his ability to hire a better staff than Georgia, a better staff than Tennessee, a better staff than Vanderbilt. Drinkowitz remains to be seen, but their offense and defense scoring efficiency this year sucks. So the jury's out on that. But if you're talking South Carolina and you don't throw Tom Allen's name in there, I think you're doing the job a disservice. And my third take of the day is this Washington BYU kerfuffle. If you've been following it all, apparently Washington and BYU made the phone calls to each other, said, hey, maybe we should play, blah, 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 behind closed doors. And all of a sudden, boom, it blows up on Twitter that somebody is calling BYU a bunch of names. And that they're afraid to play Washington and this, that, and the other. And first thing, just hold your breath, wait 24 hours. And it would appear that BYU didn't want to be Washington's bitch and just accept paying, no contract, loosey-goosey, don't know if it's going to happen, blah, 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 blah. I'm really surprised this came out in social media because all my work in athletic directors, everything stays behind closed doors unless somebody has a personal agenda. Personal agenda. And whoever blew this up is a freaking moron. Because both of these, you want to talk about an ideal situation, okay? BYU wants to get in the playoff. Currently, no shot. Zero. They haven't played a Power 5 team. They got no top 25 wins. Washington. All they have left is Oregon and USC. Hopefully both teams are undefeated when Washington meets them. Both teams are in the top 25 and stay in the top 25. But think about how the resume could change for both. All right, let's start with BYU. Boise State, if Boise State wins out, wins the Mountain West title, BYU will have stomped the crap on the road out of the Mountain West best team. If, by chance, I know we're talking Cincinnati, BYU on December 3rd. Imagine BYU playing and winning that football game. I would take BYU over Cincinnati in that football game because of the scoring efficiency and the NFL-level quarterback, even though Cincinnati's quarterback is pretty damn good, too. You beat Cincinnati. Now you have beaten two conference champions. You play Washington. Now you have your Power 5 win. You have a third top 25 win. You've beaten three conference champions. Man, in this year, that's going to be really hard to keep them out. In fact, that is probably BYU's only chance and path to this four-team playoff ever. So losing this opportunity is crazy. They can still do it with Cincinnati, Boise, and trying to grab Oregon. That could still be on the table. I don't know. Oregon or Washington are in the same boat. Now imagine Washington beating BYU, top 25 win. All right. And their SOS goes through the roof because BYU would end up 9-1, maybe 10-1 if they played Cincinnati. Who knows? Then Washington would get Oregon, top 25 team. There's two top 25 wins. USC, undefeated. Pac-12 title game, three top 25 wins and a conference championship. Boom. Washington's automatically in. Or Oregon. If Oregon did the same thing, if they kind of played it behind closed doors and got BYU to play them and beat BYU, then beat Washington in a top 25 USC, then that puts them in because there's so few teams out there. The only team out there that is in line to get three top 25 wins this year is Alabama winning the SEC. Maybe Notre Dame beating Clemson again in the ACC title game gets them three top 25 wins. I don't even know if the committee would count it twice if they beat Clemson twice. Regardless, I'm getting a little off subject here. Washington, BYU, well, I think you missed an opportunity. And somebody is a pansy-ass snowflake for taking this to social media. Whoever that shady-ass person is, they can stick it. I would not negotiate with that side of the deal. Maybe Oregon can sneak in and do something. Who knows? So there you go. Quick little trifecta of thoughts for this day, Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. I am your host, Dave Bartu. This is The Matrix Effect. Thank you for joining me.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now in this video.